Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line.
Friday,
I got this diva.
Ebony,
I got this diva.
Ebony,
I got this diva.
Ebony,
I got this diva.
If you're an artist, business. Artists about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
The front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
The front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What up, y'all? Know what time it is? It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we have the livest conversations, the lit topics, and we go in each and every Friday. Make sure y'all call me up. 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. I got some hot indie music I'm going to be playing tonight, as well as industry artists as well. Y'all know I got to get it in. Of course, we're going to be talking about Trump a little bit tonight. I ain't going to give him too much shine. Everybody getting mad about Beyonce for all of her pregnancy photos. Like, why y'all so mad at Beyonce? But most importantly, I want to talk about the Super Bowl tonight. It is Super Bowl weekend. I want to know what team that you are rooting for. Call me up, 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And you can jump into the chat room. I know y'all see that post right there on Facebook, but you can jump into the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Jump in the chat room, get your request on, ask questions, give comments, turn up. And if you want to give a shout out, if you want to give a request live on air, all you got to do is call into the station. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302, and press the 1 button to be heard. Big shout out to the 737. Big shout out to 321, the 908, the 973, the 714, the 414. I see y'all live in the building. Let's go ahead and get into some music. And when we come back, we're going to crack this thing up live and open. I want to know what team y'all rooting for the Super Bowl. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. I'm again to some Mary J. Blige. Big shout out to Mary. I'm definitely feeling her. We're going to get in the thick of it with her. Diva Spot Radio. Let's go.
Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with the way I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these tears out that you did me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve.
Oh,
If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
There ain't no quit a pain. No quit a pain. And I've been damned if all these years I've done just did me, baby. Oh. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. Mm-hmm. You know I deserve more than that. Yes, I do. So tell me who. You're like I do. I gave you cooler, enough bikini. Now we're in the thick of it. Oh, baby, oh, tell me who.
Diva Ebony B. I am on the spot, on the grind. That was Mary J. Blige with In the Thick of It. I just played that hot track by the queen, like Another One Bites the Dust. And that's how I feel about Kendu with Mary J. Blige. Kendu is another one that bit the dust, baby. Big shout out to Mary J. Blige. I'm so proud of that queen. But I want to know who you guys are rooting for the Super Bowl weekend. Let's bring Sam up in this thing, calling out of Texas, man. Sam, what's going on, baby? Holla at you, queen.
I'm doing good. How you feeling, queen?
You already know I'm all in my skin tonight, acting bad. Acting bad,
up.
Baby. Just a little bit. I'm a married woman. I got to turn it down now. I've been married now.
Congratulations. Congratulations on the union.
Man, it's a beautiful thing. I'm a lucky woman. He's a lucky man. But it's going to take some luck, I feel, for the Falcons to beat the Patriots this weekend. So who's your pick this weekend, Sam? What you got going on?
Actually, I'm gonna go with the Falcons. I'm gonna go with the Atlanta Falcons.
Why? Why did one you decide to pick the Falcons?
Well, I think not to say that both teams are not gonna be hungry, but I think Atlanta Falcons, they know that, you know, this is, you know, one of the few chances that they'll have to make it this far. So also, I'm looking at the talent level of the Atlanta Falcons. They have great defense as well as an explosive offense. So I think if they can keep their composure, keep it together, and, you know, the defense step it up, I think they'll win it. I think it'll be close the first and second quarter. And then the third and fourth quarter, I think Atlanta Falcons have a great chance to break away with it.
Well, I can't really disagree with you on that. Offense is crazy. They spanked the heck out of my Packers 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably why I got some mad milk about them. But you know, it is what it is. Yeah. We're going to do what it do. But it's
that's
still
right.
Patriots. You know, I'm not a Patriots fan. I just don't want the Falcons to win. And that's probably where I'm at with that.
It is going to be a good game, though. I know how you feel. I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so, you know. But, you know, we didn't do too good this year. So, you know how that is.
Well, when do y'all ever do good? But that's another note.
Yeah.
But moving on.
I'm going to let you slide with that one.
You can go ahead and let me slide with it. We live on air. It's all right. Yeah, what you got going on, man? Tell me what's coming up, what's moving forward. I know that you were doing a lot of big things with Gator Radio, you know, the Gator Comedy Club. You really put in a lot. You just kind of had to step back for a second. So what's new for the new year for you?
Oh, yeah, a lot of good things coming up. I've been networking, actually, with a lot of great people out here in Texas and just getting ready to expand everything. So that's one of the reasons I took a step back just to analyze the, you know, business side, which, you know, I'm going to be talking to you as well, too. But we got some great things coming up. I've been networking with some good comedians that I've been knowing for a lot of years. So I'm still going to do my thing in Chicago, too, because that's home. That's where my heart is. But, you know, I just prayed about it, and, you know, God told me to, you know, make this expansion. So I'm going to expand here in Texas, Atlanta, you know, Detroit. So we're going to be moving around.
Well, that's definitely something. They say everything's big in Texas, baby, so you're in the right area. I got you, fellow Chicagoan. I got your fellow Chicagoan on live on air, Ali. Ali, what's going on? Well, Ali is going to come back. She dropped the call, but Ali is on the line. She's definitely doing things. We're going to wait for her to call back in a bit, but I'm glad that you made that move.
Oh, yeah. That's my little sis.
Sometimes a change in location is everything. A change in location will, man, it will open up so many different opportunities for you, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I know
you're
rooting for the Falcons. I just hope it's a change for the Falcons. You know what? Yeah, I still don't want the Falcons to win. Sam, thank you for calling in, man. I'm definitely going to be turned up this Super Bowl weekend. You guys can check us out at Razor Shop Barbershop right here on Bridgeport Way in Lakewood, Washington. Again, check out my Facebook page for more details. You get your cut up in there. We got the grown man facials going down at Razor Shop Barbershop.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you get your hair cut, but you need that skin with the deep tissue plant, the moisturizing, like this grown man stuff. So when you come in this weekend from 1 to 4, well, tomorrow is going to be 10 to 2, you come in, you get your cut, you get a complimentary facial right here in Lakewood, Washington at Razor Sharp Barber. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B again, at Twitter Ebony B. Thanks for tuning in, Sam. Stand by, okay?
My pleasure.
Cool. We got the 704 up in here. 704-912, holla at us. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Yo. Hey, what's up? What's up? Ebenezer King.
What's good, Hakeem? What's going on, baby? Who you rocking with this weekend for the Super Bowl? Let me know.
Of course, the Falcons.
All right. On the Falcons. We got Sam on the Falcons. We got Hawk on the Falcons. What is this, just the East Coast thing? I'm starting to think it's the East Coast thing.
Yeah,
why are you taking
the
Falcons?
Because the Patriots cheated twice.
Them
dudes cheated twice. So,
they,
you know.
They messed with
they
the church money.
It.
Who did they cheat?
They cheated twice with inflated ball, you know. And they're trying to say the quarterback, Brady, the best quarterback. I don't think so. I don't doubt that very much.
Everybody thinks Brady is some type of savior. Am I missing something, guys?
No,
I
don't.
What is that?
No, you have to go back old school with that. I don't think so. But, yeah.
That's definitely what's up. Hog. What you got going on this weekend? What's going on for the new year? What new things are popping for you in a new year, Hot?
Just school and trying to be a teacher and possibly trying to figure out things. My, you know, trying to take my mama, my pops, and my family, and I'm coming there this summer, most definitely, Lord willing. So I'm trying
to
plan.
You got to get out of here for the takes to Tacoma and the takes to Seattle. Like, they really get
busy.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make, I'm trying to do, see what's up with my writing and trying to book out and a whole bunch. That's a whole bunch of stuff I'm trying to do. You know, it's just
when
my parents. It's just my parents.
When
is
this,
just, yeah.
When just delegate it and speak it into existence, man. That's all you got to do. You know, I know how it is to have a lot on your plate. You know, I'm a wife, a mother, a business owner, a CNA, an entrepreneur. I am the boss and the independent. You know, I decided just to be independent contractor, everything that I'm doing, so it's definitely working. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 9 p.m. in the Middle, Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. We're going to take a music break. I want to come back and get some more callers in. So I want to know who y'all rooting for the Super Bowl. We definitely going to talk a little bit about Beyonce, why y'all are so mad. And Trump, he definitely going to get his fair share of conversation tonight. I want to share with some intellectuals. A big shout out to Denia. Denia always called him the Cheeto in charge. I just think that's funny as hell. She called him the Cheeto in charge. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's get into some Usher. I don't mind.
Yeah. Usher, baby. This for the A. Shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. Cause shawty, you thinkin' them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowdin' around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby, who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club? I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in the Rari. And when we get home, we'll have us our own little private party in here. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway. You can twerk while in a split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my bitch. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing what you do. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. I can take off your clothes,
let's get it,
as long as you coming home.
What you see, Jay?
I'm just trying to cut her up, trying to bust a nut, trying to take somebody, bitch, turn her to a slut, trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up, throw some hundreds on her ass, walk her out the club.
Yeah,
lap dance for the first date. Better throw a few bands, that's third base. It's okay if you work late. We can still party like it's your birthday. We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Knock the pussy out the park like my name Beirut. Shawty, she just wanna tip, I just wanna see a strip. If you fuck me like you love me, shawty, you might get rich. Have her own cake, her own place. Blow her own gas, no Rolaid. When we in the bed, she like to role play. Tell her friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That don't make you a hoe. I don't mind when you work until three. If you leave with me, cause I know you gotta make that
money, money, money. Your money, money, money.
Cause I know how it is. Girl, go ahead and do your biz. Make that
money, money, money.
Make
your money, money, money.
You can take off your clothes long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
He definitely don't mind. That was Usher right there. What I don't mind featuring Juicy J. Y'all know how you get down each and every Friday. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Make sure you call me up. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and I'm live on air and we tuning in. What I want you guys to do is jump in the chat room. Jump right in the chat room and www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Go ahead and jump in there in the chat room. I want you to give me and give your shout outs, but I want to know who you're rooting for this Super Bowl weekend, the Falcons or the Patriots. So far, people have been calling in and saying, you know what, I want the Falcons to win. I preferably want the Patriots to win. And maybe because I got Mad Milk because the Falcons kind of smacked. They didn't kind of. They did spank my Packers a couple of Sundays ago. But ain't nobody bringing up old stuff. But nevertheless, call me up 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Press the one button to be heard. I want to hear from you. Don't be shy. Yes, you can talk a little trash on this show, but no, I'll shut you down and I'll hang up your call. We having fun. Big shout out to Razor Sharp Barbershop. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Big shout out to Eileen, Sam, Lisa. Big shout out to Sharice. Big shout out to Tiffany. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in tonight. I hope you're enjoying your. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. And big shout out to Google Chrome. I see y'all making some updates, but I'm gonna bring Eileen up. See what's going on, baby.
Hey, boo, how's it going? This is a show I get to rewind, unwind on. Hey, everybody, what's going on?
You already know what time it is. I got Sam up in this thing, too. Let me go ahead and open up his mic. Sam, mic check, 1-2-1-2. Mic check, 1-2-1-2, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ali, who you rooting for the Super Bowl this weekend? Tell me what's up.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to be grinding this weekend, but I got some money already put down on the Atlanta Falcons. Fourth quarter, they're going to make it happen.
Ah, snap. So we got the Atlanta Falcons supporters out here. They like, everybody for the Falcons, like, they hungry. They going to get it. They offense is crazy. They defense is calculated. Oh, okay. Well, there
you
it is.
Look at it this way. They call me. And they're out there ready to eat. They got the platter. They want to eat. They ready to eat. And I'm about to get this cash real quick.
And the majority,
that's what we're gonna do.
It looks like quarterbacks. Like all of the majority of their players look like just big wide receivers. They're not small on that team. And I was looking at my team how they was like panhandling them. I'm like, what? Look at them. Oh man. It was so sad. You know how your team gets spanked so bad that you just stop watching? Like, let me just stop watching right now. It's just sad. And then I'm like, at least score once, Packers. They scored about two or three times. At least we didn't get a full blowout. Rodgers show who he is at the end of the game. He should have shown who he was at the beginning of the game, old new nigga. But that's old stuff. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Lord.
Sam, where was your antennas at? But you know, Sam, you don't really care because you're a Chicago Bear rival, so you want enough to lose anyway.
Man, you already know. Yeah, I'm a dead fanatic Bears fan through the good and the bad.
Good, bad, and ugly, and indifferent.
I'm telling you.
So, what's going on? Now, Beyonce is about to have twins. Pharrell just had triplets. Ciara, I think, is supposed to be pregnant with twins, rumor mill. But why everybody mad at Beyonce? Beyonce just came out with these beautiful pics, you know, of her pregnant with her twins, and everybody like, is this baby real this time? That's Photoshop. You know what? I want to see. Show me your outfit since you're going to her baby shower, because all y'all just mad. Explain to me why, you know, people are so upset with Beyonce for having. I don't really care too much for those maternity pics. I don't know what that was, but nevertheless, she happy and she having twins. Like, what else can Beyonce do? I ain't even mad at a girl. Go make your money. But as who she is, she's always topping something. So of course she had to have twins to top what she was already doing. Am I right or wrong, y'all?
I absolutely agree. I just want to say, go ahead, Sam.
No, I was just going to say that I do agree with you, Ebony. I just think, you know, people are looking a little bit too much into it. I mean, to each his own, and, you know, whatever she feel that's best for, you know, that's what she should wear.
Yeah, I mean, and after all, if she want to be on a car, a broke-down car full of flowers with a little bit of, you know, with an instant net, wrapped around her, she don't want the bugs to get to her and the twins. You know, that's her business. Why y'all mad at B? Let B do her thing. Y'all just mad because she able to market herself. Like, a lot of stuff she does, she marketed herself. She even marketed Blue Ivory, because Blue Ivory was such a mystery and Jay-Z shut down a whole hospital. And now she marketed her twins. Like, turn up, booty still. I'm going to throw it over to you, Ali.
So I'm going to break it down real quick for people that are not used to this kind of marketing. So all you know, Diva, Ebony, B, Sam, we all entrepreneurs. What she did was, she did, and my good friend Coach Tamika Chapman mentioned this in her Facebook Live early today. What Beyonce did was a classic strategic marketing. Let's look at some stuff, shall we? Beyonce had an album that came out about 8 months ago, so damn near a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's really been on the charts. You know, she's been under the radar a little bit, handling her business on the back end, supporting Jay-Z. Next, a year into business, not even a year after this album has already been released, she comes out on the first day of Black History Month and says that she is strategic marketing. All this is going to do, and what it has done in the last 2 days, has increased her numbers right back up to the totem pole. So all the music that she put out, again, not even a year, is now going to go back up on the chart, thanks to all the wonderful haters that have had these conversations. So while people are out here discussing her, talking about her, blasting on social media, her ratings just went back up, and you just made sure she got paid.
All right, drop the mic. Good day. Drop the mic. Good day, honey, and drop your mic before you go out the door. Drop it. For for those who were undereducated about what happened with Beyonce, listen, Ali just broke it down for you, honey. And I still want to see your outfit that you wear to her baby shower. Ha. Huh.
Strategic marketing. That's all she did.
It works very well. Her marketing, she's a marketing genius, so it has been working for her. Even when she just dropped her last album, everybody thought she was mad at Jay-Z. They was going to get a divorce. You know, all this other stuff. I said to myself, I don't know what y'all talking about. I say leaving her, man. Beyonce ain't going nowhere. Jay-Z ain't going nowhere. Y'all just waiting on him to break up. Becky with the good hair all over there with her deconditioner, baby. He ain't going nowhere. Okay? I'm done with y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Now tune in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent and industry music. We're going to get into a little indie break right here. I got some Sherry Dennis right here with Ooh Ooh. Make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. I'm on the spot and I'm on the grind, baby.
Staying clean, my only option. If you ain't talking paper, what you talking? And little mama with me, yeah, she bad, huh?
I'm bad,
but once we pass, you wishing that you had, huh? Seen that ass that you almost had to grab, huh? What you really wanna do is go and smash, huh? What I really wanna say to all these haters that's been hating it, I've used it as fuel and motivation. I'm popping up for interviews at these radio stations. Your boys stay cool, calm, poised, and patient. No, I never got distracted by the noise they making. I've only enjoyed the roller coaster ride I'm taking. And look, I ain't even inked up. Your boy making noise with a clean cup. And oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. Me that these milli vanillies don't really feel me, cause the flow is too filthy and real. Recognize real, no sleep, straight grind, addicted to making currency, trying to make tenfold of what I'm making currently. Walk around smelling like a pound of that good kush, and every night I could drown in some good kush. See, I don't need a squad, I ride solo. Why I ain't gotta speak? I got mojo. I'm a cocky little bastard. Catch me at the bar getting plaster. In the parking lot, popping at a hot bra. But if she ain't doing school, then she better have a job. Product of my environment, I suppose. What I'm smoking on God, I'm thinking my eyes are closed. And look, I ain't even inked up. Get your boy making noise with a clean cut. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I'm the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the position. I'm the competition. Oh yeah.
On Twitter at Juma Black. That's J-U-M-A-B-L-A-C. That's J-U-M-A-B-L-A-C. Juma Black with Oh Yeah. And then we have the wonderful queen, Sherry Dennis. Like, she's definitely doing her thing. Every time I hear that girl go, ooh, 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 I know I sound messed up, but I'm doing it, and that's all right. So big shout out to her and definitely doing her thing. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. Make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And big shout out to all the trolls on Blog Talk Radio. Somebody tried to call in and troll me. See? That's why you can't do that, boo-boo. I'm all about my child support. Don't try to troll me. Eileen Sam, what is going on tonight? They try to troll me.
Man, they. Yeah, they coming at you hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm bad, huh? He asked me, could I play a song from the 80s? I said, well, what's your email address? He hung up on me.
Wow.
Well, that's
now,
all right.
That's disrespectful. Wow.
Ooh,
That's rough.
And then he even went as far as saying, you got a song that goes, I just listened to her for a while, and I said, well, what's your email address? He hung up on me. Well, what are you going to do? Hey.
There ain't nothing you can do. Keep it moving.
Ain't nothing. Hey, KIM all day, KIM all day. Man, and that's what we see a lot of people do. Go ahead, Sam, go ahead.
No.
But I mean, like you said, that's the only thing you can do. But I want a big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. Big shout out to Kayvon. Big shout out to Corey Nichols. Big shout out to Christina Sweat. Chris Taylor, I see you. Chili Most, big shout out to Chili Most, man. I'm so glad that you're here. definitely doing his thing on the West Coast. He has a radio station. Big shout out to Sherelle Gilson. Big shout out to Charles Green. Big shout out to Chantel Mitchell. Shaka Brinson, Carolina, I see you guys. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate all the love on Facebook. Share, like, repost, baby. But as we keeping it moving, a lot of people are complaining about Trump. Yep, they wanted the same to me. Everybody is complaining about Trump and what he's doing, and he is doing some bogus moves. Like, he got a lot of messed up stuff going on, but that's because he does not know what he's doing. But I want to talk about this recent situation. Everybody got this hashtag talking about free, what's his wife's name? What's her name?
Ivanka Trump.
Is it Melanie?
That's
the daughter. What's her name?
Malia.
You know, the one that's, go ahead.
I think is it Melania or Melania?
That shows you how important she is, not my first lady. Nevertheless, everybody y'all, you know, saying, oh, you know, when they was just, he just had some type of press conference or something, and she was smiling, and he turned around and said something to her, and she instantly frowned and held her head down and looked like she was upset. Let me tell you something. Who cares about her being upset? She married this asshole. So, are you serious right now? Do we really have sympathy for her? Y'all know I'm all for women empowerment and whatnot, but you stole the first lady speech word for word, Heffa. You get no pass. You do not collect gold, and you do not collect $200. You can kiss it. So, you stay right in New York because you ain't coming over to the White House. But you stay right in New York, and you attend to your special needs son. Focus on rather than following this fool around into the hole. Amen.
Amen.
Tell y'all right now, Donald Trump ain't gonna get all this chicken. Everybody talking about, oh, what are you putting a ban on this and putting a ban on that? This is a great time for us, for some of you, not us, for some of you guys to really practice group economics. Remember that? Remember people been talking about that for years? You forgot about that part, right? But now all of a sudden, you know, you acting like your check gonna stop. Your chicken ain't gonna get on your plate because of Trump. Well, you better get that chicken right now. I'm telling you right now, you better get that chicken. Like, I'm so sincere with that. If you only got one job, you need to get another one. For real.
Right.
Better yet, start your own brand and stop walking around here getting a piece of the pie when you can have the pie and you can give it to the right people.
That's right.
Playing these games, chicken with Trump. We need to worry about this stuff.
I'm tired of the whining. I'm tired of the whining. Listen, I got 6 jobs. I don't get tired. I'll tell y'all right now. Everybody got these.
The wrestling you did.
It's a big shout out to T.I. I love him for that. Definitely got to get that song on rotating here. But you got Lyft. You got Uber. You can do babysitter.com. You know, you can get all of this, you know, these different sources of income now with Uber. Uber does not take out the tax from you and they don't tip. So, you know, you got to do your taxes yourself. But this is the time for you to educate yourself. Speaking of educating and regulate, S-Kali, where you at, baby? Let me bring S-Kali up in here because now that I said that, we need to educate and regulate on this thing. Where S-Kali at? Bring him in the studio. Go get him. I need a right line. Like, tell him to run. There you go, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, won't you do some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Big shout out to S-Kali right there, baby. Let the church say amen. Let me get a sip of that holy water.
Amen.
I told told y'all I'm all in my skin tonight. When I get on air, and listen, there's another side of me that comes out, sweetie. Thanks. Shout out to my husband. Love my husband, man. Big shout out to my husband. He is like the most awesome person. He has Superman everything because he is truly my Superman. But let's get into this educate and regulate session right here. Educate you on a couple of things. Now, Uber does not take out taxes and they don't tip. So you got to do your own taxes. You got to put that little money to the side. Lyft, on the other hand, does not take out taxes, but they do allow their customers to tip. They do have the option to tip on that. So Uber has Uber Travel where you can pick up the passengers, or they have Uber Eats where you can just deliver food. I opted for Uber Eats because I don't want nobody in my back seat and I need a window seat and I want to. So therefore, I will pick up your three-piece and a biscuit. I will pick up your enchiladas, rice, and beans. I will pick up your greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. I will deliver that. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Wow.
You know? I will deliver your food. And yes, I will go inside the place to make your cup. Now, this is one thing that I was concerned about with Uber and some of these restaurants. And it made me think different about restaurants now. It kind of pissed me off a little bit. But one of the places that I went into to pick up the food, home cup, and basically told me to go and make the drink. And I'm like, okay, I do have a food handler's card because I'm going to get that chicken at every fair that there is. Yes, I will be out there selling Kool-Aid corn on the cob. Yes, I will be out there selling vanilla burgers. Yeah, that's me. But here's my thing. I came right out of outside. I didn't wash my hands or anything. And homegirl, you passed me a cup to make a person drink. You don't know how many boogers I picked before I got out the car. Are you serious right now? So, one more time, Beyonce. That's how I felt. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. One second, lady. You want me to make a customer drink? That is not flawless. Who making my drink? Next time I order my food, I'm like, who making my drink? I'm just saying. But Uber, you know, they do. Some restaurants have you come in and they have you make the drink and you take it to the clients, you know, the people who deliver. Another thing I will say as far as that delivery aspect, some of the restaurants, when you call and make your order, they automatically alert the Uber driver that they need a pickup for delivery and the food ain't done. So if the food ain't done when I get there and I got to wait 10 minutes, you're going to give me a chimichanga. You're going to give me some french fries. You're going to give me something for sitting here waiting. I'm just saying. What you think, Sam? I think it's only right for them to give me a little french fries or a little, you know, a little churro. Can I get a little churro?
Yeah, that's only fair.
That's only fair. And I make my own drink. I want something to drink with everything I get for free. You made me wait. I could have been picking up
that's
somebody
it.
Else.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's customer service.
That is customer service. Great customer service. And I'm glad that you did say that because that's the next thing I'm about to go into. With your business, any business that you're running, there are a couple very important. And I'm going to say two things that's very important that I have learned over the 6 years that I've been on air, over the 6 years that I've been working my advertising and promotional company, and over the last couple of months as an independent Mary Kay Beauty Consultant, consistency and customer service.
That's right.
Just be consistent, give great customer service, and give out what you want to give in. Like today, I went to the barbershop, Razor Sharp Barbershop. I did all the facials complimentary for their customers that came in, and their customers tipped me. But I did it because I wanted feel of what it would feel like to be in a barbershop. I wanted to get the product on faces. I didn't ask for anything, and I wanted to support another black business. Hey.
There you go. There you go. And that's the key because when you support one another, that support will automatically come back to you. And, you know, just being, you know, a business savvy, business minded person, knowing that if you give good, great customer service, you will receive it in return because that's what the customers look for. When you give that great customer service, make them feel comfortable, make them feel wanted, they'll come back and they'll bring people back with them.
Yeah, word of mouth. Word of mouth is everything. Somebody say, man, I got some really good customer service. They were nice, they were warm, and they were friendly in there. And they definitely did what they needed to do. You know, I like the atmosphere. I got me a cut. I got me a facial. Man, they took care of me. I heard a man come in here today, and before he left, he told the barber, he said, man, I had a lineup like this in a year. A year. That's a long time. Lineup, man. But you know what? He enjoyed it and he appreciated it. So one, two things I would say as far as establishing and having good business and getting good karma and good, you know, people to come and do business with you is be consistent and have customer service. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. We're going to get into a music break. I know you music lovers have been waiting on it. So we're going to go into about a 30-minute music break. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday. The Frontline Fridays is sponsored by Phenomenal Radio. So make sure you check us out at phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. That is the 1,000 network, all organic, man. I'm going to play some Slate Stone featuring DJ Archives, and it's called Gimmick Rapper Killer.
Say it, live it, proving, pushing, bumping with no limit. Gimmicks, they wanna be the never. Cirrhosis eating your liver. Alcoholic terror facing the mirror, but the reflection's bad. One side of hip hop, the other half is gimmick trash. Nightmare or reality, he's zipping Bernie's trash bag. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Scared to close their eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper nightmare. Scared to close their eyes and go to sleep, cause I'll be right there. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper killer. Gimmick rapper killer, gimmick rapper killer.
Not me, nigga, you ain't loves them. Money comes fast, the money comes easy. Cause I'm eating. Cause I'm eating. Cause I'm eating. The money comes fast, the money comes easy. Cause I'm eating. Cause I'm eating. Cause I'm eating.
Starving, eating the rappers for no reason. You average. Reminds me of an 8-8 season. My mind's well past. Still begging me to crash y'all grill. Juggernaut knuckle, make the spot bubble. Yes. Full throttle, while I just watch shorty wobble. My zine clear my eyes like a Mari with the goggles. I can see in HD that this chick's not a model. On to the next two, catch me soaring. Whether Stacey Dash or Haley Marie Norman. You don't want props with dudes I'm involved with. Keep your mouth closed or find yourself in involvement. I thought y'all was the shit. Till I pulled up and hopped out the whip with Bliss. Now we fully equipped. Yes. We stay Frito-Lay, stacking chips, and keep making these platinum hits. You dig?
Money comes fast, the money comes easy. Cause I'm eating. Cause I'm eating. Cause I'm eating. The money comes fast, the money comes easy. Cause I'm eating.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Know you've been hurt by someone else. I could tell by the way you carry yourself. If you
tell me how to do it. If you hurt,
It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000, and I'm live in the mix with DJ N Mills, playing the hottest in reggae, dancehall, hip hop, and soca.
What up?
Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet.
none but real, lonely, bad, lonely, rich, lonely, independent, lonely, boss, lonely, thick, lonely. I got my real shit by my side, only.
I never f***ed Nikki cause she got a man, but when that's over then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, damn, this is the perfect time. She just come from that video, you know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at it.
Oh,
yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know. Who the f*** you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this quietly. I mean, she say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW.
My girls BBW.
Yeah. Type don't wanna you dry in it. Eat some lunch. Eat some lunch. Yeah. So thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
It's on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable.
Major and Miller.
Yeah.
Nobody's
you the man in the city with a mayor. Put you the NBA players. Put you the bad. They're doing makeup and hair. Put you up. That's cause I believe in something and I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. The 4th of July. Nothing but bad dipping here tonight. Dipping here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it be quiet. You know it be quiet. Nothing but real lonely. Bad lonely. Rich lonely. Independent lonely. Boss lonely. Thick lonely. I got my real shit by my side. Only, only.
Tell me I said DJ and Mills.
Yeah. It's a lot of f***ing into the club tonight.
What?
But it's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Cause me and my clique, we don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
Trick Daddy.
Just got it.
Let's go. If you want it, you can get it. Let me know.
Let me know.
I'm about to.
Shuffling.
As we continue on, DJ Supreme, the silent assassin. True MC. and I'ma do a roll call.
And I'ma do a roll call.
And I'ma do a roll call. Cam Bottom.
What's good, y'all? This is your homeboy, Big Country, a.k.a. Petey Pablo. And right now, you rocking with Bama Zone, DJ High Volume. And this is the new fire. And you know where you heard it first, right here on High Volume Mix Show. Holla.
DJ High Volume,
I
see you, baby. Glenn Masters, baby.
Hola. Hola, no. Hola.
High volume.
Hola. Hola. Hola, no. Hola. He's telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter the me to me. She said, hola, come on, stop, stop. She said, konnichiwa, wa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, ma da, da. Then she said, sabate, and I said, na boule. No matter where I go, go, you know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop, stop. She said, konnichiwa, wa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, ma da, da. Then she said, sabate, and I said, na boule. No matter where I go, go, you know I love them all. African American, for sure. Told her, baby, come and ride the rodeo. Every time I come around, I'm in the gold for broke. She give me desktop till I overload. Now, baby, you gon' go where you're supposed to go. Cause I ain't got time for you every day. She said she got a man, keep it on the low. I said he don't speak English, he gon' say, hey. Telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter the me to me. She said, hola, come on, stop, stop. She said, konnichiwa, wa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, ma da, da. Then she said, sabate, and I said, na boule. No matter where I go, go, you know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop, stop. She said, konnichiwa, wa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, ma da, da. Then she said, sabate, and I said, na boule. No matter where I go, go, you know I love them all. She from Africa, but she f*** me like she Haitian. Black, but the miles looking Asian. I gave her the can in Kansas. I got it on tape. She on candid camera. Okay, see, I forgot we met at Oklahoma. I used to smoke Regina. She from Arizona. Then I met a girl in Cali. I never disown her. She got that high grade. Her come with diplomas. I want her, but she keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once you take me with you, I never go back. Now I got a lesson that I wanna teach. I'ma show you that where you from, no matter the me to me. She said, hola, come on, stop, stop. She said, konnichiwa, wa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, ma da, da. Then she said, sabate, and I said, na boule. No matter where I go, go, you know I love them all. She said, hola, come on, stop, stop. She said, konnichiwa, wa. She said, pardon my French. I said, bonjour, ma da, da. Then she said, sabate, and I said, na boule. No matter where I go, go, you know I love them all.
Took a shot of Henny, I've been going crazy, crazy. And say my whole hood got it under investigation. They know they talk that stick talk, that stick talk. They know we talk that lick talk, that lick talk. $10 million cash, friend. Started sipping syrup, I've been geek there since. Gotta keep that heat on the seed air since.
Bitch, you know
we talk
stupid.
That stick talk, that stick talk. I'm about to f*** this cash up on a new toy. About to f*** this cash up on a new toy. They came through with a stick and you heard it. They came through in this and I was swearing.
Girl, that stick time, that stick time. I'm about to put this cash up on a new toy. About to put this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand that, that you're too soft. Tell a band, bands, run them straight through the machine. Fully loaded, whip so fully loaded, clips. Been with my nine smoker zips.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
I'm on a Scott on the grind, baby. Friday, it's your girl Diva Ebony Bean. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. Make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. I hope you are enjoying yourself. Tonight is the Friday night, and I am feeling right. As I said to Sam earlier today, I'm all in my skin tonight, baby. I am really all in my skin. It's really, accomplished and successful after 6 years of running to get some wins, man. Sam, it's just a beautiful thing, baby. It's a beautiful thing. And I got some juice box coming up with for y'all from Tamir Bubble. So you guys definitely make sure you watch out for that. Next week, we're going to have Pro Fat Official live in the building, Frontline Fridays. He got his new mixtape that he just dropped out. He is definitely a hot Christian artist. I call him a Christian artist rather than a Christian rapper because he's an artist. He's really, really versatile, and he's tearing up Seattle, Washington right now. He's number one around everywhere, and it's just a pleasure to have him on Frontline Friday. So we keep the indie movement moving. One thing that I want to put out there, I was watching this show, and Sam, I don't know if you've seen it before, but it's basically on YouTube, and it's kind of like, where you been? And they have Maya on there. So I'm like, oh, Steph, yeah, where Maya been at? You know, what's she been up to? Let me tune into what she's doing, right? So Maya made a statement. Yeah, Maya made a statement and said she made way more money as an independent artist than she ever made on any label. I can believe it. And then she broke it down on how much the was, you know, how much the label is going to give you money. And not to kick dirt on labels, because some artists become successful with labels, some artists become successful without labels, you know, without that backing.
Right.
But she broke it down and was like, yo, I have made so much more money, have so much creative control of me and my brand as being an independent artist. Like, she's performing in strip clubs, she's performing everywhere, she's getting bookings. And big shout out to her parents, because her parents manage her very well. She's such a lady and a little freak all at the same time. Hey, Maya, how you doing, boo? How you doing? I'm attracted to Maya. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just, I don't know, she got this good, bad girl. And it's funny because she wrote that song that she performed with Cisco, All About Me, when she was 17, and she didn't perform it until she was 18. So she was saying how it was able to give her an outlet to be kind of sexy and a little bit flirty and dirty all at the same time. You know, 18, you little hot and draws. But Maya was sliding all over that floor with her little bony ass and that little onion poking and that little Chinese outfit, and it worked, baby.
Oh, goodness.
Maya think like cornbread now. Don't play no games. And another woman that I want to give a big shout out to was Ashanti. Ashanti is thick like molasses, baby.
Yeah. Ain't no doubt about that.
She's an amazing vocalist. Even with her acting, you know, I love everything about Ashanti. I love everything that she does for herself and how she carries herself. But if I was Nelly, I'd be trying to get back with her too. Like, boo, listen, let me talk to these little thugs. Let you shorty, listen, I'm sorry. I'd be Stutter. I apologize for 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. your followers every year, you fool. Big shout out to Nelly.
Man,
Roman.
I'm telling you. I don't know what was on his mind.
I don't know what was on Nelly's mind, but you know what? Big shout out to Nelly. He's super
shout
funny
out.
And Hollywood Husbands with Kevin Hart. Oh my God, like they are stupid funny. And also big shout out to Nelly because he has a college. He has an online college that he owns, and people go to this college. You get incredible skills and incredible degrees and certificates. He has a graduate degree, and every year Nelly plays for one child, one young adult to go to college. Drop the mic, Nelly. Drop it.
That's it. That's awesome.
Unfortunately, you can't be that damn successful without having a little side bitch somewhere. I'm just saying. Oops, did I say that? Let me sip this holy water one more time.
You in your skin today for real.
I'm all in my skin. I couldn't believe it. It's the Monica Lewinsky everywhere. It's the Becky with the good hair everywhere. It's the Tina down the street. And it's the motherfucking Nelly. And it's the Nancy upstairs in the neighbor. She always somewhere. Come on, y'all. I got mad, but I'm married now. 90 seconds, let's do it, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday as we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent and industry music. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Check me out on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook. Just put in Diva Ebony B and everything will come up. Just Google me, baby. I'm Googleable. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio for being our sponsor. Phenomenal Radio is powered by Phenom Radio. Again, it's powered
right.
by PhenomRadio.com. Big shout out to everybody that's supporting the show and supporting the movement. I definitely love you. We're going to go ahead and bring the show to the closing. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third, and I'm out of here. I'm out.
Out.